In Philippians chapter 2, the Bible says, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." The children this morning have reminded us in a wonderful, wonderful way of the many names given to Jesus. He's the Alpha, the bread of life, the cornerstone, the door, Emmanuel, friend, God, healer, inspiration, Jesus, King of Kings, Lamb of God, Messiah, name above all names, Omega, Prince of Peace, quick to hear my cry, Redeemer, Savior, Truth, understand my needs, Victorious Warrior, the Word, Excellent, Yah in Hallelujah, and Zion. And I just want for the next 2 or 3 minutes to just dwell on two of those names. The first one is Savior. I dwell on that one because every single one of us need a Savior. The Bible says we're all sinners, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. Many, many times people ask me, "Preacher, how many sins does it take to make a sinner?" And I always say, just one. Because the Bible says if we offend or break the law in one point, we're guilty of all. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death, not physical death as we know it, but spiritual death, being separated from God. And the Bible says there's nothing we can do to fix that. It says, not of works, lest any man should boast. And so all of us as sinners are condemned to be eternally separated from God. If you're here today and you've never asked Jesus to be your Savior, you're under that condemnation. You are separated from God as you live on this earth, and you will be separated from God for all eternity in that place called hell. And so we need somebody to save us. We need somebody to rescue us, to deliver us, to keep us safe from the destruction that sins bring. God sent us a Savior. The angels announced it to the shepherds when they said, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Born of a virgin, tempted in all points like as we, yet without sin. And then as he hung on the cross, he did that not for any sin that he committed, but he hung on the cross, and God laid on him every one of our sins. And as he hung there, he paid the price for every sin. And in so doing, he saved us. He rescued us. He delivered us. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But like any other gift, you have to take it. The Bible says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." And if you've never taken the gift, that gift of life that God offers to every person, you need to do it. You see, on Tuesday of this week, many of you will receive gifts. Somebody that loves you will give you those gifts, but you have to take them. You have to receive them. The same is true when it comes to the gift that Jesus gave to us on Calvary's cross. The Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And I invite you this morning, as the children again presented the many names of Jesus and reminded us of why he came, I would encourage you and invite you this morning to receive that gift. You say, "Preacher, how do I receive that gift?" Simple. I'll put it in terms the children can understand. It's as simple as ABC. We need to admit that we're a sinner. We need to believe that Jesus died for our sins. And then we need to call upon him and ask him to save us. And the Bible says that if we do that, he will save us. Now, the second name I'd like to dwell on for just a second is Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with us. Most of us here this morning are Christians. We've asked Jesus to save us. Our name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We have a home reserved for us in heaven. And I remind you as a Christian this morning that God is with you. Every moment of every day. When you're asleep and when you're awake. And he's with you. He's with you. He sees everything you do. He hears every word you speak. He knows everywhere you go. And we need to live our life as Christians in the reality that God is with us. Because you see, if our spouse could be with us all the time, or if our parents could be with us all the time, or if our grandparents could be with us all the time, or if your preacher could be with you all the time, there might be some words that you might not say. There might be some places that you might not go. There might be some things that you might not do. But in reality, Jesus is with us, Emmanuel, all the time, every moment of every day. And we need to live our life in that reality. And so, as we close the service, if you're here today and you've never taken the gift of eternal life that Jesus purchased for you on Calvary, I invite you to take it today. Now listen, wouldn't it be a shame if on Tuesday you bought a gift for somebody, you wrapped it up with pretty paper, and you presented it to them, and they said, "Nope, I don't want it. You keep it." How would that make you feel? Yeah, it would make you feel really bad. It would break your heart. Because you spent the time picking out that gift. You spent the time thinking about that person and figuring out what would please them. You took the time to wrap it up in pretty paper and put a bow on it. You took the time to deliver it and present it. And if that person rejected it, you would feel terrible. You would be hurt. Can you imagine how hurt God must be when we reject the gift of Jesus that he gave to us? And so if you're here this morning and you've never asked Christ to be your Savior, please don't reject it another time. Say yes to him. Ask him to save you. And if you're a Christian, you remember the name Emmanuel. God is with us every moment of every day. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the children. Thank you for all their hard work. Thank you for the message that they presented to us this morning, the many, many names of Christ. And I pray, Father, if there's somebody here that's never asked Jesus to be their Savior, I pray, Holy Spirit, that right now you would convict them and you would help them to understand that they have no hope apart from Christ, that he's their only hope for life. And would you help them come this morning? And let us take the Bible and show them from the Bible how to ask Jesus to be their Savior. I pray for the many Christians that are here. I pray, Father, again, that you would remind us of the name Emmanuel, that God is with us, that you are with us, and we ought to live our life reflecting that reality. Please bless this invitation, for it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.